If you had a Commodore 64 computer back in the very early days of PCs, chances are you had a floppy disk with a game called 84 Summer Games. After your pixelated athlete from France won the gold in skeet shooting, you'd hear a tinny, synthesized La Marseillaise. Video game music, like game graphics, has gotten vastly more sophisticated in the 20 years since then. And I'm a little surprised to find that some of the latest generation game soundtracks are performed by that relic of the pre-digital era, the Symphony Orchestra. Allison Dean tells us more.
Andy Brick was trained as a composer at the prestigious Manus School of Music. He was in the middle of building a promising career writing music for films.
A colleague of mine said, "Do you want to work on a game?" And I said, "What do you mean work on a game?" To me, I thought a game was like Monopoly.
Now Brick's credits include more than 10 video games. Far from the blips and bleeps of Pac-Man, video games like Final Fantasy, Medal of Honor, and Castlevania now feature lush orchestral scores like those written for Hollywood Pictures.
Right now I'm writing something that is much more in that old 1950s kind of television orchestral style. And the last game I worked on was this more minimalistic kind of Gershwin feel.
A film score tells the same story every time you watch the movie, but the sequence of music you hear during a video game changes each time you play it.
Let's say you're playing a game and you've got this, and you're in a dark corridor and you sort of got this ominous music playing in the background. And you're playing through the game and you come to these four doors at the end of the corridor. And you're sort of petrified right now because there's some monster that's going to eat you if you don't get out of this corridor really soon. And if you choose door one, then you go into this very angelic, heavenly kind of environment where you're greeted by maidens and silver spoons. And today, that player might choose door one, and tomorrow they might go back and choose door two. Well, the music has to accompany the choice.
Composers don't know how long a player will take to make a choice, so they create sophisticated loops that enable swaths of music to continue indefinitely. And composers structure those loops so that, depending on what the player chooses, that music can make a smooth transition into another theme or mood. Andy Brick hopes that orchestral music in video games will lure young people into the concert hall to hear the great composers. But on a busy afternoon at the Electronics Boutique in New York City, that idea seemed like a tough sell. You can't hear me. Have you noticed that a lot of video games recently have orchestra music in them?
I really haven't noticed because I like blast my radio while I'm playing games. Not as like really into like metal music, so like I like to listen to metal music while I'm like shooting people or like kicking butt and stuff like that.
I'm a metalhead, so.
After 3 hours of this, I was just about to pack up and go home when I met Benny.
It's a power level when you fight on a dog and you fall in water. Thing is that it gives you like some really like weird music. And, like, it's like a pirate music. I mean, like, sometimes it's even worth to, like, play the practice mode on that and, like, just put down your controller and not do anything.
And what do you do while you're just listening to the music? Just listen to it, or?
Yeah, I just sit there and listen to it, basically.
Andy Brick, the composer, hopes that even people who aren't gamers can enjoy his music.
As a game composer, you're dictating a lot of the emotional content of these games, and these games are basically emotions. I mean, you're playing on people's emotions. So the music that comes out of these games tends to be pretty cool. It certainly has its moments of challenging the audience, but it's accessible. It's music you can relate to. It's music you can enjoy. This is a legitimate new form for composers. It's a new venue, a new outlet. And I was really excited and happy to have done it.
For Studio 360, I'm Allison Dean.
Like in the 14th century, 1300s, there's like this song called Confederation, I think, and it's a really nice song, like da na da na da na, like that, and it's really, really, really.